Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This Arthur Smith clip post-draft has made the rounds, him talking about how he pivoted last year and he did not run his offense, his favorite running plays or favorite running rushing system or rushing philosophy last year. And he made it out like it was hard for an offensive line and an offensive unit that had done it one way with Matt Canada to just acclimate or coalesce in a new offense. But I think that's just coach speak. I think that's his way of saying he didn't like the players as a fit. I think that's actually kind of a Najee shot. That's I take that.
Well, it's outside zone that he wants to run. Takes vision, does it not? I mean, doesn't it take your back being able to select the correct gap? I mean, he's talking about Caleb Johnson being a gap scheme runner. If it's a shot at Najee because for one reason or another you don't think he can run the way you want the scheme to be run, I would just point back to how many times we saw Najee, for as tough as he was and whatever, miss the bigger hole on a running play. That's how I always look at it.
And I would say that's also kind of a little bit of a subtle shot at Tomlin, because just like I feel like if Arthur Smith were left to his own devices, he would have played Justin Fields at quarterback. I think he would have played Jaylen Warren at running back more if it were entirely his decision. Then every game when both guys were available, Najee would start and get the early carries in a game when they had the worst first quarter offense in the NFL. That makes no sense. You've done it one way for an entire season and it's not working, and you have another running back who comes in situationally and plays well. Why wouldn't you at least change it up for a game or two and see if it works?
Tomlin's stubborn. Can't upset that apple cart.
That being said, one of the things we're trying to figure out here is if Arthur Smith is actually a good offensive coordinator. And my belief right now is that he's not. Like, I think he's, and I'm not, you know, this is an opinion, this is not me sitting on a fence. I think he's an average offensive coordinator. I don't think he's good. I don't think he's anywhere near as bad as the last couple of guys we had. But his body of work tells you that he's nothing special.
I think then you're saying average. I think what you're really implying is that he's probably below average. And the reason I would think you'd be making that implication is you're rating him this way, but then you can't do it without pointing out that they had farts in a skillet Randy Fichtner and Matt Canada completely in over his head. I just think that if you had...
Well, I think his whole history in the league as a play caller is a mixed bag. Yeah, like
he had Derrick Henry, who's going to be wearing a gold jacket, and he resuscitated Ryan Tannehill's career, and he had A.J. Brown, and he had a good offense. He did have a bunch of highly picked players on offense with Atlanta as the head coach who was calling the shots offensively, but he didn't have a quarterback to engineer it who was even as talented as Ryan Tannehill, and he struggled. Like I guess then what you're saying is he's as good roughly as the personnel and players that he has, which would make him a bog standard coordinator.
He's been an offensive coordinator for 6 years. Here is where his teams have ranked in scoring for those six. 10-4 in Tennessee, really good. That's how he got the Atlanta job. And then as the Falcons offensive coordinator, 26-15-26. So below average, 2 out of 3 years. And then 16, smack dab in the middle last year. You average those numbers out,
He's below average.
He averages 10, 4, 26, 15, 26, 16. That's an average of 16th. That's what an Arthur Smith offense is. So, like,
the trend is going in the wrong direction, though. I mean, I guess he's better last year than he was with the Falcons, but, like, the two best years of his tenure are the first 2 years. Or the two best years of that we have data for are the years in Tennessee, really. So it's like he's never gotten back that fastball that he had there.
Well, and I give him a little bit more credit than maybe you do, it sounds like, for
I mean,
winning.
I gave him a C-plus higher, you'll recall, when they
and you got kind of crucified for it, but, I mean, are people looking right now like the Steelers have a competitive advantage at offensive coordinator? And if they do, here's the next thing you have to ask yourself. Does the head coach let him coach that way? Well, Aditi, I think, might have broken a record on our show last football season. It was like an iron horse streak by Lou Gehrig or Cal Ripken. I think every time she came on, she tried to sneak in, even if the conversation was not steered in this direction, that people around the league were amazed by the job Arthur Smith was doing. And felt like it implied in that was, man, if Arthur Smith could actually just cook, and if he was allowed to do what he wanted, you'd be amazed by the results. You'd be taken aback by just how good of an offensive schemer he is, an offensive play caller.
I mean, a team gave him a chance to cook as the head coach, and he mostly started a grease fire.
Well, two excuses have been made for him there. Bad quarterbacks that he was given. And, oh, it's just a lot on a guy's plate to have to be a coordinator and a coach.
Okay.
It's the Dick LeBeau.
So now we give him all the grace in the world.
Theory.
Right.
It's the Dick LeBeau belief.
Then why would anybody want Mike Tomlin to be a head coach? If Aditi
Great
is
question,
that,
Chris.
No. I know you don't want him to be the head coach. I know this. I don't need you to answer this for me.
Well, who did you want to answer
Aditi's
that?
Aditi's saying, if she's implying that he just needs to be let loose to do his thing, then the guy inhibiting him from doing that shouldn't have a job then. And all the people that like she hears from around the league, because we never hear that anybody outside of Pittsburgh is ready to fire Mike Tomlin at the drop of a hat. That is a thing unique to this region.
Yep.
These league sources must think Mike Tomlin absolutely sucks if he's inhibiting the great Arthur Smith.
If I was going to play devil's advocate to that, I think I would say that maybe those people that were gushing about Arthur Smith and what he had to do or make do with might say that Mike just felt like running a more conservative offense was good for the overall team.
Based on what? Because their defense is good, so if we play keep away and limit possessions?
Yeah.
Well, their defense got strafed, so that's also not a good data point.
I'm not saying I don't agree with that, but I'm saying like that could be, I guess, like how you would thread a needle and say Arthur Smith wasn't given carte blanche, but you know it's not necessarily like a total shot at Mike Tomlin.
Well,
I don't know. All
I'll say is Arthur Smith's not the quality or the caliber of coordinator where I'd be dying on the hill saying Arthur Smith is being done so wrong.
I don't think they have good assistant coaches, and it's been like that for a very long time. And I don't think it's a coincidence. Now, he had a Hall of Fame quarterback. That obviously helps. So that's, like, obviously point one. But right there, you know, not a close second, but second for me as to why those Steelers teams were better than the Steelers teams today, I think they were coached better because the staff that Tomlin had was better. He had one of the great offensive coordinators of this era, a guy that went on to win two Coach of the Year awards and win a Super Bowl when he became a head coach. And LeBeau is regarded as like, you know, I guess Spagnuolo and Fangio now are obviously like competing for accolades and compliments. But at the time of his retirement was looked at as one of the great defensive coordinators ever. So, and now what do we have? We have Terrell Austin, who's a figurehead defensive coordinator, and Arthur Smith, who I give him credit. The guy could go do nothing because he's a billionaire and he's worked hard and he's worked his way up the coaching chain. I don't think it's nepotism there that's got him to this position. But I also don't think he's that good. If he is, he'd still be a head coach.
Then whose fault is it that they have bad coordinators? The head coach for not hiring better guys or the owner for not hiring, for allowing him to hire better guys?
Well,
it has to start with one of
them.
You have to believe either that Mike is going to him saying, I want to hire this guy, and he's saying no, or that Art is like, or that Mike is just saying, I just want to hire these
guys. Let's say you want to play like the cheap card on Art and say, they've got the smallest coaching staff in the league. They don't invest in assistant coaches the same way that other teams do. That's right. But then here's my rebuttal to that. if money is a little bit of an issue, why is Mike so against hiring younger coaches and up-and-coming coordinators and giving those guys an opportunity to see what they can do versus the Randy freaking Fechners of the world?
I don't know. I don't have a good answer.
Right, so that's why I can't say it's all art.
I'm not trying to make it all art. I think Mike has to bear plenty of the blame here. I'm trying to suss out where
we're sussing out. We're doing our sussing here.
I mean, the head coach is clearly more comfortable around veteran coaches
who aren't really that accomplished.
I've heard people speculate many times that it's because he wants to be surrounded by people that aren't threats to him. I find that to be preposterous because any amount of great coaching he would get from coordinators would not put him in jeopardy with Art Rooney. If the team was having success as a result of that, Art would slap him on the back and say, attaboy, great hire.
Exactly.
Now you've got something of a coaching tree forming.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's probably one of the bigger mysteries with the Steelers, and I think it's one of the biggest marks against both the owner and the head coach that their coaching staff is relegated to having Arthur Smith and people trying to tell themselves, well, this is a visionary hire. They've just got to let him loose. Because I don't think he's that. I think he's a power run game, play action connoisseur who could be a little bit better with better personnel and maybe a more willing head coach.
I view the situation that might unfold with Aaron Rodgers and what happened with Russell Wilson, I don't see any winners in either of those. Like the whole debate about how Arthur Smith wanted to restrict Russell Wilson because he didn't trust him, I get that. But I also understand why Russell Wilson might not trust Arthur Smith. And I think you can apply the same line of thinking to how the Arthur Smith-Aaron Rodgers relationship would work. Like, does Aaron Rodgers... It's the same argument I made with Ben. Ben's going down. It's the end of his career. Does he really want to go down, like, trusting Matt Canada, like putting his career in Matt Canada's hands?
Aaron
of course
Rodgers
not.
Does Aaron Rodgers want to trust just Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
Make your own offense?
But at the same time, if I'm Arthur Smith, I'm like, we just saw what it looks like when Aaron Rodgers has a consolidation of power. It looked bad in New York.
If I'm the Steelers and I've just had this speculation that maybe Arthur Smith didn't have the personnel to run his offense, I'm also switching my right tackle to left tackle, and Aaron Rodgers is only going to come here for 1 year at most, I'm suddenly turning over the whole operation for 1 year, like potentially setting back any kind of continuity building for a year so that we can have a guy who went 5-12 last year run it his way.
But don't you think that's what's going to happen?
Which just frustrates me because I think we're finally seeing like a defined strategy emerge in their draft room every year, even if it's not one that's borne fruit yet. And yet the actual on-field coaching just seems a complete jumbled mess.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.